the feeling. So there is there's a number of things going on. Like there's the seeing of a particular behavior and as you said, like a wishing that it wasn't so, or that it hadn't happened. So that's one aspect. And the other aspect, of course, is what happens after that. You know, what happens when we see that something of the proprium and we wished it wasn't so, or we hadn't behaved in that way. And then there can be the whole overlay of whatever the self-talk is, you know, the negative self-talk that can arise from that. So there are two things that kind of work hand in hand. What has been done, the seeing of what has been done, the acknowledgement that it wasn't helpful, or acknowledging the quality of what it was. And then the trap is being made to wallow in what arises out of that. So the hells just work with kind of this double bind to hold us. So the thing is that purpose of truths is to reveal what the proprium is, to get us to see it, and then so that we can be set free from it. The proprium can't be prettied up or made something it's not, or, you know, so when you see it, you're seeing what it is, you're seeing what truths declare it to be. And the step from that is accepting that it is what it is. The Lord will take care of what's needed in terms of, so we can go into projecting about how others have been affected and have no idea actually how they've been affected. The Lord takes care of what needs to be taken care of in terms of them and their work. You know, that's for them. What you have to deal with is your work, and you have to deal with that in the light of the Word, not in your projections about what may or may not have been. Initially, you will be feeling those Spirit's own responses to what truths are revealing, and I suppose the next thing is trying not to get caught in it. But if we do, then we process through that as well. The fact that you can, you know, that we all can come to things after the fact, the whole process in the spiritual world of awakening from death, which in logopraxis is awakening to spiritual life. So as you awaken to the spiritual world within, for whatever reason, you know, like as truths get worked into the life through practice, then things from the past will be brought into our awareness. The reason for that is so that they can be processed in the light of the truths that the Lord has established in us, rather than sitting in an unconscious sort of place in us, influencing us. They're brought forward so that they can be seen and worked through and dealt with, which is what the process that you're experiencing. So the expectation in logopraxis is that things from the past will be presented. And of course, because there is no space and time, in terms of the spiritual world and spiritual work, that's when the process of self-examination and repentance is occurring in relation to something that the Lord is bringing forward into our awareness.